This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
The changes brought about by the COVID-19 phenomenon caused many industries to scramble to adapt, adjust, and rethink their market models. In academic terms, we identify this industry interruption as a concept called disruption theory. Disruption theory says that when an outside influence, typically technology, acts upon an industry in such a way as to fundamentally disrupt the industry's normal, that industry must adapt. COVID-19, while not a technology, certainly caused higher academia to have to use technology to rethink learning. However, beyond universities being forced to use online formats, many believe that academia was due for a disruption. Pointless degrees, saturation, increased cost and debt, and the demand in the trades were already placing pressure on what has become normal for young people. As a result of this disruption, as with so many things, the pendulum has swung, and many are proclaiming college as unnecessary or unwise for our young people. We do this so often, don't we? Whether politics, leadership styles, or life advice, we swing from extreme to extreme. But is that really leading our young people well? A leader is balanced, and what the Bible calls sober-minded. It means that leaders don't swing from thing to thing, rather they are known for balanced steadiness. In the midst of a chaotic and ever-confusing world, our young people need our help to guide them through these early life and career and path decisions. Should they go to college? Should they join the military? Trade school? Join the workforce? In so many ways, these questions are putting the cart in front of the horse. The single greatest career and life-directing gift we can give young people is to help them discover what God has uniquely designed them to do. The rest will take form as a result. If they lean toward financial and accounting skills, college is the right choice. But if they enjoy working with their hands and can't stand formal education, perhaps trade school will be the best result. However, we must avoid recommending categorical philosophies, college is good or bad, to all, because painting with such a broad brush is what got us in this overuse of higher education in the first place. College isn't bad, quite the contrary. As an employer, I've seen the benefits of what universities can teach, not just in information, but in persistence, research, writing, and so many areas. As a good friend of mine said, education is as much about the struggle of the process as it is what someone learns. That really is true. So the bottom line is that in this crazy world, some of the most important leadership and guiding we can do with our young people is to help them discover who God made them to be and help them glorify Him through making the most of their calling.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at wdcxradio.com.